Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. Last week was the Yellow Medicine County Fair, and didn't get an opportunity to visit with the Yellow Medicine County Farm Family of the Year during the fair, so we're going to do that now. The University of Minnesota Extension always recognizes families that have owned farms for many years in each county, and this year the Rangard family is being recognized as the Farm Family of the Year at Yellow Medicine County. And joining me right now is Kurt and Marilyn Rangard. And Kurt, thanks for looking me up.
Thank you for having us, sir.
All right. Well, let's talk about the congratulations first on being named Farm Family of the Year.
Thank you.
That's a lot of Rangards involved?
Yeah, there's quite a few. And my brother and I and then our kids are all involved in it. Okay. His kids are helping too. And
all right.
Cordy's kids are.
Okay. All right, let's talk about the history of your farm. Is the farm that you live on now?
No, it's not. My grandpa Cameron is where we live now, but my grandpa Rangard, he started farmed in Lacaparo, and we farmed it for years, and now my cousin farms it, and we farm land around Cambier now in Yellow Medicine.
Okay. All right. So, where's the location of your farm now?
We're just a mile southwest of Canby, right next to Del Clark Lake.
That's where we live,
yeah.
What was that, Marilyn?
That's where we live, is that one. But the other farm, where our son farms, is east of town, a mile.
Okay. Yeah. So how many farms do you have then?
Three?
Yeah.
Okay, three of them.
All right. What kind of changes have you seen over the years, Kurt?
Oh, it's been...
Let's go back when you were a young boy. What were you doing on the farm?
Oh, I was baling hay and picking rocks and pulling weeds and that kind of stuff.
It's changed a little bit now.
Changed quite a bit. Okay. But now it's getting more technical and...
Okay. More techno, a lot of technology, a lot of computers now.
Yep. Yeah, we've been farming for 50 years now.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask next. How long have you been farming?
Yeah, we were just married 50 years here this spring. So.
Oh, this spring. Well, happy anniversary. Has it been working well for you, Marilyn?
I guess so.
She's still here.
She's still with you?
Yeah.
Awesome. Let's go way back. Talk about the beginning of the Rangard farm. Can you recall? Do you have the little history you could tell us about?
Well, my grandpa... and Grandma Rangard, they started out north of Canby in Freeland Township. And
what years, or do you know?
It's way back in the
1800s.
I suppose it'd be late 1800s.
Okay.
And my dad was born in 1918, so he was born there.
Okay. Did they immigrate from someplace, or?
I think my grandpa's folks come from Norway.
Oh, okay.
So. I know they lived, they always said they lived in a sod house out there on the hill. So
that's interesting.
So it's
You're not living in a sod house now, are you?
No, a little better.
Okay. So when you were growing up, did you have cows and hogs and stuff?
Yeah, my dad always milked cows, and then after he quit milking cows, we went to stock cows and had cattle and fed cattle. And
okay.
Now we're pretty much...
Your mother always raised chickens.
Yeah, my mother.
What was that?
His mother always had chickens, and the egg money was her grocery money.
Oh, really?
Back in the day, yeah.
Awesome. But,
you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we used to pick eggs, and that was one job of ours. And,
okay, awesome. But
now we're pretty much graying. My son's got a herd of stock cows now, him and his boy, Ty. They got a herd of stock cows are getting going. And,
okay.
And trying to raise some show cattle and 4-H stuff. And
yeah, the Rangards are pretty active in 4-H, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Were you in 4-H?
Yeah, we were all in. My wife, Marilyn, was in 4-H.
Marilyn, you were in 4-H too?
Yes.
Okay.
What did you do in 4-H?
Showed beef.
How about you, Kurt?
Yeah, I had beef. And
was that how you met?
No.
50 years ago?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I met after I got out of the Army.
After
I'd been in the service, I got out. And
I want to hear that story. How'd you meet Marilyn? Being married, 50 years, you said?
Yeah, I met her in Porter at the wedding dance, at the dance there.
You know, somebody else told me they met at a wedding dance in Porter. I can't remember off the top of my head now. That must be a pretty famous back in the day.
Oh, they used to have a lot of wedding dances there and stuff in the Porter Hall.
Do you remember the first time you met him?
Yeah.
Did you dance then, or...?
I suppose we did.
Yeah, it was a...
Awesome.
We had our wedding dance there, too, then.
Yeah. What's that?
We had our wedding dance there, too, because everybody had an importer back in the day.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
So how many acres do you farm now, total, roughly?
Oh, it's about, I don't know what it is, 700 or something like that.
Okay.
And it's you, refresh my memory, you and your sons?
Yeah, me and my one son, Brian.
And
Gordy farms on his own, my brother, and
okay.
him and his family. And
okay. What's this award mean to you, to your family?
Oh, it's nice to be recognized. And
yep.
It was, they asked us there last winter if we'd do it, and we were kind of hesitant, but
yep.
we decided it would be okay, I guess. And
yep. It's always good to talk the history of your family and you know, how your family got over to this area. And, you know, they had some hardships too, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. It's not always good, but you make the best of it. And
all right.
Life has been good, I guess.
Right. Well, congratulations, Kurt and Marilyn. I appreciate your time and being recognized as the Yellow Medicine County Farm Family of the Year. Thanks, Marilyn.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Yeah.
Vacation.